Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode one.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yeah, King Xerxes of Persia was pissed off at his wife, Queen Vashti, because she was like, no, I'm not going to get my ass over there. You just shut the fuck up, and I'm going to do my own thing, because I got my girls over here, and I'm having my party, and you can fuck right the fuck off.
And he was like, get over here.
Right. And then he had to consult with his bros, be like, how do I punish this bitch?
What should I do?
Like, what do I gotta do, man? Like, what's going on?
And they were like, kill her.
And they didn't specifically say kill her. They alluded to getting rid of her.
Yeah.
But they didn't specifically say kill her.
But they did say
but it was
replace
harsh,
her.
Regardless.
They were like, fire her. She's not the queen anymore.
Right, right.
Which basically means kill her.
I mean, one would think that in this time in, you know, in
yeah.
human history.
Yeah.
For sure. But there's only one way to find out for sure, and that's to just keep reading ahead,
mm-hmm.
which we're going to go do now.
We are.
And that was, well, I'm sorry, I missed the whole, I got to go back here. Mm-hmm. That was Esther chapter 1.
Sure as fuck was. Jeez.
And today we're going to be reading
Esther chapter 2.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, Esther chapter 2.
Okay.
But let's not forget that at the end of chapter 1,
yeah,
the king sent out a decree that said every man is king of his castle.
Okay.
All the bitches got to make sandwiches.
Okay. All right. Okay? Yep.
That's very important, I think.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Later.
After he was an asshole to his wife.
Mm-hmm. When King Xerxes's fury had subsided.
Yeah.
He remembered Vashti and what she had done and what he had decreed about her.
Okay.
That's why I was like, wait, what did he decree
about her? So this wasn't just a drunken rage. He's now calmed down.
Right.
Apparently.
But he's still like.
He's still going to be an asshole though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the king's personal attendants proposed, let a search be made for beautiful young virgins for the king.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get those beautiful young virgins.
Not any ugly virgins and not any beautiful women who have ever had sex before.
And it's not about love. It's not about anything but, you know, just beautiful virgin. Young virgin.
Young, yes.
You wouldn't want those old virgins either.
God, I hate this book so much, just so that we're clear. Okay, so anyway, they continued, let the king appoint commissioners in every province of his realm to bring all these beautiful young women into the harem at the citadel of Susa.
Wait, he has a fucking harem?
Apparently he does.
And what?
Doesn't say his harem, it says the harem. So,
okay, but I would wager that he's got some, you know.
Side bitches?
Yeah. And what, he just. Does he try him out first?
Probably.
God. That's fucking awful. I would imagine. Like, you can't not come to the king, but he gets to try you out before he even makes you a queen.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And then you're ruined for life.
Right.
Because you're not a virgin anymore.
Well, we're going off of the Israelite take on what it means to be pure for marriage.
And yeah.
This is a Persian king, so we don't exactly know what their take is. Based on what we've gone over, we could... You know, guess.
Surmise based on the fact that men suck.
But we don't actually know.
Right. Okay. So anyway, they continued, let them, you know, the beautiful young virgins.
Yeah.
Be placed under the care of Hegai, the king's eunuch, who is in charge of the women. And let beauty treatments be given to them.
Beauty treatments. I wonder what beauty treatments
are. Salon day.
Okay.
You know, make
mud baths.
Like. Picture when Katniss Everdeen first came to the capital.
Yeah.
Remember? And right before she met, what's his name? The Cinna?
When they were like grinding off her toes and shit.
Grinding off her toenails, you mean?
No, I know.
And like waxing her hair and,
right. You
know, plucking her eyebrows and coloring her. Imagine that. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were pretty, but they had, you know, maybe... too much hair on their legs or their bush was too big or something.
Yeah. You know? You got to make them, you know, perfect.
Yeah. So give them the spa day. Then let the young women who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti. The young woman, not
woman.
Women.
Okay. Sorry. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Sorry. The young woman. So he gets to fuck them till he finds one that he likes the fuck of.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
This advice, of course, appealed to the king because, you know,
men and
men are gross.
And of course, probably if you made it that far, if you're good enough, you probably just get left in the harem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would be my guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, they have nowhere else to go. They've just been deflowered, defiled.
Right. Well, I mean, they didn't specifically say that. We're guessing
again,
at that.
Again, I'm assuming, but yeah. So anyway, that appealed to the king, and he followed it, okay?
Okay.
So he did it.
Okay.
Now, there was in the citadel of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin named Mordecai, son of Jer, the son of Shammai, the son of Kish, who had been carried into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, among those taken captive with Joachin, king of Judah.
Wait, so this is, we're going backward in time, sort of?
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, okay.
Remember I told you all of the rest of these stories are probably going to take place during that whole three-wave exile and return.
All right. It caught me off guard just a little bit because I was like,
we're back in Xerxes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, yeah, he was the first wave.
Okay.
Or one of those wave, first waves. Whatever. Yeah, right. Anyway, so Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. This young woman, who was also known as Esther.
Ah, there's Esther.
There's Esther. Yeah. Had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Mm. I bet she was a virgin, too.
Yeah.
Beautiful young virgin.
Had to be.
And this is the book of Esther.
Right.
Who do you think the king picks?
Esther, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. When the king's order and edict had been proclaimed, many young women were brought to the citadel of Susa and put under the care of Haggai. Esther also was taken to the king's palace and entrusted to Haggai, who had charge of the harem for the fifth time.
Okay.
I don't know if you know, but there's the eunuch named Haggai,
and he's in charge of the harem.
Yeah. She pleased him and won his favor. Immediately, he provided her with beauty treatments and special food. He assigned her to 7 female attendants selected from the king's palace and moved her and her attendants into the best place in the harem.
Oh, so she's being groomed right off the bat before the king even sees her.
So to speak.
Right, yeah.
In more way than one, she's being groomed, yeah. Esther had not revealed her nationality and family background.
Oh, remember, man.
She's Jewish.
Yeah,
she's Jewish. Ooh, right. Because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so, which makes sense. This is for her own protection.
Right.
Yeah. Every day he walked back and forth near the courtyard of the harem to find out how Esther was and what was happening to her. Oh, that's a good adoptive father. Good for him.
I guess. But was he the one that sent her to the harem in the first place?
She was taken. There was the king's orders were, give me you, and you. Like, there's guards in the town that are like, there go a pretty girl, give me her.
Right.
Okay. You know? So he wants to make sure she's taken care of.
Yeah.
Even though he had to send her there.
Okay.
Before a young woman's turn came to go in to King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women.
12 months?
6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics.
Holy fuck, that's a lot of fucking...
I want that spa day. I want a year of spa day. That is the best spa day ever.
I mean, like, if we can just assume, like, let's hope that they're not being raped constantly during this time.
Well, no, because they got to be virgins for the king.
Right. Yeah. So they're just literally getting like a year worth of spa days, probably.
Yeah.
That's literally
what's happening.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is how she would go to the king. Anything she wanted was given her to take with her from the harem to the king's palace. In the evening, she would go there and in the morning return to another part of the harem to the care of Sheshgaz, the king's eunuch who was in charge of the concubines.
Oh, okay.
She would not return to the king unless he was pleased with her and summoned her by name. When the turn came for Esther, the young woman Mordecai had adopted, the daughter of his uncle Abihail, to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than what Haggai, the king's eunuch who was in charge of the harem, suggested. And Esther won the favor of everyone who saw her.
Okay.
She was taken to King Xerxes in the royal residence in the 10th month, the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign.
Seventh year. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of the other women.
Oh.
And she won his favor. She sucked that dick so good. She won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. She had a nice tight pussy.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yep.
So he set a royal crown on her head.
Oh.
And made her queen instead of Vashti.
Damn, that was quick.
It was a year later.
Was Vashti already gone, though, or did she hang tight until, you know, they got the new queen?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Vashti, I don't know.
But she's gone now.
She's gone. She's
definitely gone.
And the king gave a great banquet.
Another banquet. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Esther's banquet for all his nobles and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the provinces and distributed gifts with royal liberality.
Well, that's nice of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When the virgins were assembled a second time, Mordecai was sitting at the guards at the king's gate.
Okay.
This is her adopted father. Yeah, he's like, yeah. Where is my adopted daughter?
Right.
But Esther had kept secret her family background and nationality, just as Mordecai had told her to do, for she continued to follow Mordecai's instructions as she had done when he was bringing her up. During the time Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, became angry and conspired to assassinate King Xerxes.
Oh, what?
Whoa, that the escalated fuck? Quickly right, out
yeah,
of the blue.
Yeah, right?
But Mordecai, the adopted father guy who's been hanging around outside every day for a year,
right?
He found out about the plot
and
told Queen Esther, his adopted daughter,
hey, there you go,
who in turn reported it to the king, giving credit to Mordecai.
Wow.
Nice. Right. Turn of events.
Way to get your in, you know?
Right? And when the report was investigated and found to be true, the two officials were impaled on poles.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Don't try to kill the king.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, unless you can.
Or be secretive or about whatever, it. For fuck's sake, don't talk about it in front of random people.
You shouldn't kill anybody.
Right.
But you know.
But if you're going to do it, don't be talking to your co-conspirator in front of some random motherfucker who's just standing right? around at the gate every day.
But, you know, people are kind of dumb.
They're so dumb.
So, like, that, I mean, like, I want to say that the shit that you see on TV isn't real, but then sometimes I see people doing things that are more dumb.
Right?
Than what I see.
And I'm like,
why?
Why? What is wrong with people?
Right?
All of this was recorded in the Book of the Annals in the presence of the king. The end.
Okay.
So, I'm so sorry, but this book is so cool so far because it is story up the wazoo. We have court intrigue. We have drama. We have drama. We have gossip and drama. I mean, yeah. this
guy's a much better writer.
He's a much better writer.
Right? So,
yeah, I'm enjoying the Book of Esther.
I mean, it's better. Yeah. It's better.
Stuff is happening.
Right, right.
And now we know why it's called the Book of Esther.
Right, because Esther.
Because Esther. I mean, Esther's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's hot, apparently.
Apparently she's gorgeous. Everybody wants to fuck Esther. She got a whack.
Right. All right. Well, that was Esther chapter 2.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow, well, technically, we are putting this out pretty fucking late. So
Sorry
about that, first off. And then secondly, in just a few minutes, we're going to be recording Esther.
Chapter 3.
Yeah. And that'll be out tomorrow morning.
Yeah. So. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. God, stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep, we have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.